Kadrick and McGinnis on tap. Our next guest doesn't have the answer to the question we just asked before the break, but we're going to get to that.
He might. He's had caddies before.
He does, however, at one point in time, have the lowest verified round of golf ever recorded on a regulation golf course. 3 eagles, 10 birdies, a 55.
Come on.
For Steve Gilley, who is sitting right next to John McGinnis.
He could be sitting next to somebody named Tom, too.
I don't know who Tom McGinnis is, but he would love to have Steve Gilley next to him.
As great as that introduction was, you left out the fact that he is now a national champion as well. He has won the Golf Course Superintendent Association of America's annual golf tournament. Shot a couple over par. Congratulations.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Were you nervous?
I was a little nervous. I hadn't played a lot of competition in a long time. My putter was a little shaky, but...
Now, you and I knew each other 20 years ago.
Yep.
When you were playing all over the place.
I was playing all over. Played 13 years professionally, mostly on the mini tours, a little bit on the buy.com or whatever. Never made it on the tour, but just fought, chased it forever and loved every minute of it.
Take us through the progression from there to where you are now. Eventually, you had to say, all right, I got to go home and get a job.
Yes. Yeah. I was still playing up until like 7 years ago. My family and I had moved to Houston for my wife's job, and I just wasn't making money. I had some injuries, and being away from my family, I just made a decision. I needed to do something else. And I had worked on the golf course my whole life in the summers and, did odd jobs on the course. So I knew a little bit about it. And I just went to a course and put a resume in and started out in the bottom. Worked my way up. Started out as a spray tech and became a first assistant. And then 2 years ago, got my first superintendent job. So it's been a great progression. I miss competing, miss playing, but, I'm still on the golf course, still in the business. My family, loves me being home every night.
Sure. They probably don't like you getting up that early in the morning.
Well, I get out of there, They don't miss all the I got 2 girls, so I try to get out of there as quick as I can. But, yeah, it's great. We're living a good life.
That is fabulous.
Yes, yes.
You got your amateur status back.
Not technically.
Not yet?
No, not yet. But, I haven't played in anything at all. I just they passed a I asked if I could play in this thing, as being a full-time superintendent, that's what I do. I just never got my amateur status back, so I don't compete in any professional events or anything.
Or any amateur events.
Yes,
you
I
haven't competed at all.
I haven't competed at all, really.
Well, you just had to be did you sleep last night?
Yeah, I slept. I expectations, right? I felt like, I'm a good player and have played good in the past. It's different when you're not playing every day and your swing is a little shaky, your putter's a little shaky. So I just fought my way around, hit a lot of fairways, a lot of greens. It was tough out there, and I'm really, really proud of actually playing and playing decent. It's a hard game, really hard game. And I played for so long, and it's just, you have your ups and downs,
Can you still move it out there?
I can't. I'm 47 now, and I've lost a lot of distance. But, I can get it, decent.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hit it 290if I get
BK.
It.
BK.
If I get some roll, if there's no rain.
I can't help. What am I going to do to help you out? I can't hit
I lost
it
a bunch of distance. I can hit it 290.
Lost a lot of.
I walked with Kevin Kisner at the featured groups coverage past weekend. Yeah. He's 166th on the PGA Tour in driving distance at 293.
Yes, yes. I know Kevin real well. Played a lot
of
golf with
Kevin.
That's crazy.
Yep. He can move it.
Move
293.
It. Guys are just knocking it 30 by him.
I also walked with Cameron Champ for 3 days.
Yes, yes.
Cam Champ hit it 60 by Justin Thomas.
Golly.
That's
amazing.
He hit 376 off the 18th tee on Friday.
Right.
And Justin Thomas looked at me and said, what the heck is that?
I was like, that's what we were saying about you two, three years ago.
Yes,
it is crazy. So how proud are you? I mean, you have to be thrilled.
Yes.
You held it together. Were there any stumbles like we had yesterday?
Yeah, I was fighting it. I missed a couple of short putts early and just lost my confidence a little bit. And I didn't make a birdie. I just made three bogeys and all pars. Those last stretch is really into the wind. It's blowing 20, 25.
You guys got wet too, didn't
you? Yeah, we got wet and you know, on and off rain. And
it's probably 80 in Houston today, wasn't it?
Probably. It's been raining for 3 months there, so it's probably beautiful today. But yeah, I was just trying to, you know, fight it along and you make some pars, really, to be honest with you. And I'm really proud of you know, showing up and being able to play, you know. That's being able to compete, you know, I mean, compete is what it's all about.
Yes.
Whether you got the game or not anymore, you're out there competing, right?
Yeah, that impulse is gone from me. But I do get.
Yeah,
I mean, I do understand it. It's, I love playing.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we grew up doing, right? And,
yeah.
And trying to shoot the lowest score.
How often do you play?
I play. I played 3 days going into this tournament in a row, and before that,
it'd
been a month. Before that, it'd probably been a month. But, you know, I try to prepare a little bit, but I just – if I don't have anything to play for, I just don't have the drive. You know, when I was playing and, you know, trying to make money, and you get up in the morning and you want to practice. Now, I mean, I hadn't hit a range ball in a year.
Really?
No, I'll go out and play, but I just won't practice anymore. I just don't. Don't enjoy it.
I understand. No, I understand.
Practice is overrated.
I've discovered that I don't mind hitting 20 or 30 balls.
Right.
You know, just to get the golf muscles loose.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I want.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I'm not going to stand out there and grind and try to hit shots anymore.
I can go putt for an hour, though.
Yeah, I like putting. Yeah, I enjoy putting. But
you were always good at it.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Enjoy this.
Yeah.
What do you hope to get out of the show? Now that you're the man in charge at
Panorama. Yeah, I mean, see the new products and, you know, network, see some people and see a lot of my reps, you know. And
you guys take a lot of classes while you're here, too.
Yeah, I've got some education tomorrow. I'm hoping to learn about drainage. And I work in a municipal course, so it's city-owned, and I'm taking a municipal class, you know, trying to learn how to make more money. And
sure.
So it's been great. You know, everybody's been very supportive. We got five of us staying in the house and, you know, giving each other, you know, the needle every night. So it's going to be fun to go back to those guys. And
that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Party tonight.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to have a good time, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, congratulations. It's great
to see
you.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Well done.
You got it.
That is Steve Gilley. He is the national champion of the GCSAA BK. That is really cool.